I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Cam, and Cam is a football player who underwent an ACL reconstruction 4 days ago. The therapist would like to follow the clinic's post-op guidelines by implementing Russian electrical stimulation into the therapy sessions. What is the primary rationale for the use of this modality? So we have A, increase the cross-sectional area of the quadriceps. B, reduce the negative effects of reflex inhibition. C, decreased postoperative pain and swelling. And D is improve the patient's chances of negotiating stairs unaided. All right, so let's go up to the top of this question. And actually, before we do that, let me ask you, are you a PT student or a graduate of PT school? If you are, listen, you need to get into my private Facebook group by going to www.mptgroup.com. Every single Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm in there helping students to identify their issues, helping them to build a solid plan and structure for how to crush NPT content, but most of all, how to raise their NPT score. My goal is to help PT students and grads get the highest score possible on the NPTE and go in there with absolute confidence. So if you want to be a part of that private Facebook group, you better get in there. www.nptegroup.com. I'm waiting for you. All right, let's jump into this question. We have Cam, football player right here, who underwent an ACL reconstruction 4 days ago. Now, you know, when it comes to outpatient physical therapy, orthopedics, that the ACL reconstruction is one of the most common type of surgeries that we see, all right, and that we treat. And so you got to know this for the NPTE inside and out. What's happening, what you should be and shouldn't be doing with a patient who has an ACL reconstruction. Now, in this question, Cam had an ACL reconstruction 4 days ago. So we know this patient is in what they call the maximum protection phase. We got to be very careful because there is a higher risk for injuring this ACL reconstruction, right? The graft that they've put in there. And so we got to be careful there. Let's continue down the question. It says a therapist would like to follow the clinic's post-op guidelines by implementing Russian electrical stim into the therapy sessions. Okay, let me stop there for a moment. Clinic's post-op guidelines, you know, that's another way of saying the protocol. And then Russian electrical stimulation is a very common type of e-stim that we use to do what? What do we use it for? Well, yeah, we use it in the initial phases of ACL reconstruction, absolutely. But what do we use it for? We use it typically to wake up a muscle, right? And when I say wake it up, I mean to increase the activation of that muscle, because there's different reasons why this muscle may not be activated. Okay. And so keeping that in mind as we start to look at some of the answer choices, okay. Now, the question stem, the last sentence of the question, it says, what is the primary rationale for this modality? So you have to know what this is being used for. What's its primary purpose? So for those of you on the podcast, let me go down to the answer choices again. A says, increase the cross-sectional area of the quadriceps. B, reduce the negative effects of reflex inhibition. C, decrease postoperative pain and swelling. And D is improve the patient's chances of negotiating stairs unaided. All right, let's go up to the top one. A, increase the cross-sectional area of the quadriceps. A lot of people choose this answer right here. But listen, does Russian E-stim, this form of electrical stim that helps to wake up, to activate the motor units, does this form of E-stim increase cross-sectional area of the quadriceps? Well, here's the thing. That's not its primary purpose. Russian stim is not there to increase cross-sectional area. It's not there to cause hypertrophy of the muscle tissue. That's not really it. Russian stim, like I was telling you before, is there to activate the muscle, to wake up the motor units, not really to try to build increased cross-sectional area. So for that one, I'm going to say no. If I wanted to increase cross-sectional area, I wanted to overtrain those quadriceps to do more strength-based exercises that are then going to cause hypertrophy. Russian E-stim, that's not its primary rationale, okay, why we would use it. Let's go ahead and put an X next to A for now. Hold on, we ain't done yet. Let's look at B. B says reduce the negative effects of reflex inhibition. Hang on, I got to read that one again. Reduce the negative effects of reflex inhibition. You know what? I really like B. And the reason why I do is because I know Russian electrical stimulation is there to wake up, to activate the motor units, right? Well, one thing that happens after ACL reconstruction, or just period, after you have a bad injury, a bad sprain, strain, whatever, a lot of times the muscle tissue around the area will go into this thing called reflex inhibition. Well, that's when there's like pain or swelling, and then the muscle appears weaker. Why does it appear weaker? Because it's inhibited. The muscle's not able to activate. Pain and swelling are two things that cause muscles to deactivate, become inhibited. So B says reduce the negative effects of reflex inhibition. Is that what Russian E-stim does? The answer to that is absolutely. Remember, Russian E-stim, it wakes up the muscle, it activates. That is the one thing that we need after an ACL reconstruction. Why? Because the patient has pain, the patient has swelling, right? And that causes reflex inhibition. That causes the muscle to potentially atrophy. So Russian E-stim, what's a primary rationale for why we're using it? To reduce the negative effects of reflex inhibition. I like B right now. Let's go to C though. We're not done yet. That may not be the best answer. C says decrease postoperative pain and swelling. A lot of people chose this one right here. Let me ask you, do we use Russian electrical stimulation to decrease pain and swelling? The answer to that is no. That's not what that form of E-stim is used for. Now, if you said TENS maybe, and you put TENS with maybe like a conventional TENS, maybe interferential current, and you were just talking to me about that form of E-stim, I would say absolutely that'll help decrease the pain. But Russian E-stim, its primary rationale is not to decrease post-op pain and swelling. That's not its primary purpose. Again, the primary role of Russian E-stim is to do what? Activate slash wake up those motor units, those muscle fibers, and get them firing again. I'm gonna go ahead and put an X next to C. Let's look at D. D says improve the patient's chances of negotiating stairs unaided. Again, quite a few of you selected this answer. Does Coach K like it? I'm going to say no. It's a pretty answer. It's a pretty answer. And I want to select it because it brings in the whole functional component, the negotiating stairs, right? And that makes the answer look pretty, but that doesn't, just because it adds function in there, that doesn't make it the right answer. The primary purpose or rationale for the use of Russian electrical stimulation after an ACL reconstruction 4 days ago is not to improve the patient's chances of negotiating stairs unaided, right? That's not the primary reason why I'm using Russian E-stim 4 days after the ACL reconstruction. So I'm going to put an X next to D because no, that's not quite it. Now, do I want the patient to be able to negotiate stairs unaided? Absolutely. But come on, y'all, using Russian E-stem, I'm not just using it just to do that. That's not my primary purpose. So I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to that. And if I really look at our answer choices at this point, our final answer, our best answer comes down to B. B as in boy, reduce the negative effects of reflex inhibition. Y'all, if you got this question correct, congratulations. If you're in the car on the treadmill, give me a virtual, you know, some form of a high five right now. Just bam, hit me with it. All right. Congratulations, baby. Let's talk about this a little bit, though. I hate to just leave you with that. When it comes down to Russian E-stem, this is a form of E-stem that you need to know for the exam. Not just its purpose and why it's used, but you really need to know the parameters. Russian E-stem can be used to improve a patient's endurance. It could be used to improve a patient's strength as well. But really, when we're looking at Russian E-stem after an ACL reconstruction, what we're really trying to do is get that quadricep to wake up, to activate it, to get those muscle fibers activated. A lot of times after an ACL reconstruction, like I was telling you before, the quads are inhibited. They're not functioning properly. You know, when you go to contract it, if you've worked with a patient with an ACL reconstruction, you know this. Like, you ask the patient to do a quad set, to like push their knee down or the back of their knee down on a towel. I used to do that all the time as a physical therapist. And the one thing that the patient had trouble with was activating the quads, right? And so here's the thing. It's like, if we're not able to activate those quads well, what tool can we use to do that? The answer is Russian electrical stimulation. It wakes those muscle fibers up and then allows the patient to have a stronger contraction. That's it. But the question is, why is that important? Why am I really doing it? Well, you're doing it to make sure that the patient doesn't atrophy or have negative effects of having muscle inhibition for a long time, right? Again, it comes down to the muscle atrophying or the muscle not being able to do its job functionally. We want to start being able to wake those muscle fibers up so that we can progress to the next stage. That's it, y'all. That's really the primary rationale for using it in this situation. So what I want you to do with this is, as you're getting prepared for the NPTE, take a look at Russian E-stem. Take a look at the parameters, why you use it, when you use it. All right. These are all major things that you need to have locked in before you take the exam. Now, like I told you all at the beginning of this, you know, if you are a PT student or grad, you're looking for assistance with how to identify your weakness, how to set up a solid schedule, how to freaking raise your score. If you're looking for that, listen, do not miss out another week. Join me this upcoming Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm in our private Facebook group. You can get there by going to www.nptegroup.com. I'm waiting for you. We got 6,200 other students that are waiting for you right now. Do it. Grab your phone. Put the website in, www.nptegroup.com. And for those of you who haven't gotten my free cheat sheets that are out there, I have 10 beautiful musculoskeletal ones to help you out. You can go to www.nptecheatsheets to get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.